everyone. This is Devlina, your host, welcoming you all to Icons Behind Brand, another inspiring episode with another special guest with me today. And I welcome Ms. Monalisa Mandal, who has over 17 years of dynamic experience. She has left an indelible mark on marketing landscape, currently serving as the Vice President of Marketing at Fever FM HD Media Limited. Monalisa's career has been defined by groundbreaking achievements. She has not only spearheaded digital transformation, but also played a pivotal role in unlocking incremental revenue. Join us as we delve deep into Monalisa's journey. A very warm welcome to you, Monalisa, on Icons Behind Brands.
Thank you so much, Devlina. I'm really humbled by that introduction. Is just the start, I would say. The way transformation is happening in the digital space, I think, is just a start. Long way to go still.
We definitely have a long way to go, but it's really fascinating the way it is taking a shape. And I'm excited to talk about all those things, Monalisa. I mean, how technology is shaping up marketing and other things. But before we get into that, you know, if we know about your journey and background, if you would share your journey and background, I think that will be a right way to build the context for today's conversation.
Sure, I think you've already captured a good part of my journey. But just to, you know, reiterate the entire journey once again, well, it started around 2006. It started with campus placement, with a very big organization at that time. Still is. It's called the India Bulls. A lot of different kind of people I met during my first experience. People from all walks of life, people who are hardcore businessmen, people who are into service. So, of course, that was a very short stint of time I spent there in India Bulls, but it was a very enriching experience, I would say, because it gave me an insight into, how to interact with people from different walks of life and how to change your marketing spiel depending on who's across the table. How do you pitch your product?
That's right.
Same product, how do you pitch your product to different set of people in different ways, bringing out different facets of the product which is relevant for that audience. The product is the same, but you are selling in so many different ways.
Yeah.
So I think that was a great learning experience, although that stint lasted for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I was serving big brands like Nestle, Airtel, Dish TV, a lot of other banking clients. That's how the journey started. I think I traveled also. That was a period of 2.5 years where I traveled across India to carry out a lot of research work. Again, met a lot of people, gained a lot of exposure in, directly understanding and probing the consumer about, their choices, about what is governing their choices. And that gave me a very great insight and I would say an edge also till date where, it helps me a lot when right now in the brand and marketing space, when I'm launching a product or I'm about to launch a marketing campaign, quickly get into a research, quickly get into the nuances of an understanding about the consumer, how are they perceiving the change or the product, is something that I really value today also.
Right.
Of course, from there on, I moved on to the brand and marketing role. I worked with liquor company. I worked with auto company. Then I moved to media.
Okay.
My first stint in media was with Red FM. Then I quickly, not quickly, actually. I spent there 4.5 years. And,
okay.
Then I moved to Fever. So more or less, it has been a very diversified experience for me, shifting my industry, from research to auto to liquor to media now.
Wow.
Don't know where will I go from here on, but yes, mm-hmm. every experience had given me a lot to learn. You know, because every time you change an industry, the first 6-8 months you take time to learn, but I think I enjoy that experience where I'm actually put into a scenario where it's an open space for me. It's a completely vast field for me to improvise, to bring about nuances, and to think from an outsider's point of view. That has sometimes worked for me, sometimes it has backfired also, but I think it's a part and parcel of the experience that you gain over the period of years. You miss some, there are some hits also, and you keep on improvising, you keep on learning. And that's how my journey has been
So
many years.
And that's pretty fascinating, Monalisa, you know, changing a lot of industry and, you know, the experience from a lot of different industry. I think that is how it shapes a person like you, who you are. And that is what is going to bring a lot of value to the platform, bringing your expertise from all those experiences here. So let's deep dive into this, you know, and let me go into, you know, how have the changes in consumer behavior, okay, changes in consumer behavior and preferences influence the evolution of marketing approaches?
So yeah, I would like to address this with the fact that today with the advent of AI, that has completely you know, taken the marketing and the digital world by storm. Mm-hmm. There is so much that is happening in the field of so to say marketing, consumer preferences, consumer behavior, and the way we are dealing with enormous amount of data that is coming our way.
Right.
How we are, you know, synthesizing all the data, how we are decoding you know, the overdose of information which is there with us as brand and marketing people. Sometimes it gets very unnerving, sometimes it gets very overwhelming,
right?
So let's talk about how it is, you know, what are the changes and how it is impacting. Of course, we all know that you can't let go of an eyesight on how digitalization is impacting our strategies.
That's right.
In the digital field, everything has become way more personalized, way more targeted. You know, the fact that the most important thing which has impacted us brand marketers or digital marketers is the personalization aspect of how we are communicating with our target audience set. I think it is, you know, it is very interesting of how, you know, right now you can actually target or contextually target your audience, mm-hmm. Depending on their time of the day, mood of the day, you know, preferences, you know, their habits on digital, everything is getting tracked. And I think all of that information, like I was telling you, mm-hmm. sometimes it becomes overwhelming for a marketer to slice and dice the information, look into, you know, so many.
Because that's too much. Yeah.
Interesting pieces of data that is getting captured. But think of it this way, that it also enables mm-hmm. us to, you know, ensure that the marketing efforts are very, very sharp-shooted, you know, are giving you higher conversions.
Right.
And it is not a one-size-fits-all sort of a strategy mm-hmm. that we used to do.
Right.
You know, till about the recent past, there was a, you know, there was this importance of doing a lot of ATL campaigns, television campaigns, However, right now, a lot of big companies are not even looking at ATL campaigns or big television campaigns. They are very, very sharply defining their user journey on the digital and right. creating content pegs and communication just to target them on the digital platform, be it social media, be it via the World Wide Web. That's one aspect that has emerged as the most important evolution.
Right.
The
marketing budgets have shifted a lot, like from the offline side, from the ATL side to digital side. It has like massive changes within few years.
In fact, I would exactly. So becoming very, very information oriented, becoming very, very relatable, becoming very, very trending, becoming very, very, capturing the moment. Capturing the moment and including those moment marketing into your conversation. So yeah, coming back to content marketing, like I was saying, that making sure that that we are riding on to the moment marketing wave is very important for us marketers as well. So the second point is content marketing. The third one is, I think it has to be marketing and advertising is no more a one-way conversation. It has to be two-way.
Right.
It has to have a leg where the user is also participating in the brand narrative. Right?
Right.
So those would be my, bigger agenda item.
The kind of evolution which we are seeing in marketing is, mind-blowing. Data is one thing which came first, and data, content, then AI, and the social media evolution, influencers. So there are so much to talk about, and you have cleared it well here, Monalisa. Can you share a marketing strategy or marketing campaign idea that you have always wanted to execute but haven't had the chance to do so, and how might you adapt it for a real world scenario for that?
No, I think I really adore what Zomato does with its marketing campaign. I'm very fond of Zomato's all the marketing campaigns that do,
so
because
prompt.
Again, like I told you,
Zomato is so prompt in everything. Like, I mean, the kind of marketing.
Yeah, that's what you have to. You have to capture the moment. So the moment, the success of any marketing campaign or any successful conversation with your audience also lies in the fact that how quick you are react to, to the pop culture references that are floating around. You have to be part of the conversation. You have to take the lead. You have to be quick enough to lead the conversation. And for that, you have to be always, always on your toes. You have to be one step ahead of the global events that are happening, of the relevant events that the brand can own, and therefore build conversations from there. Another brand that I really adore is Dove. I think the way they've always been very, very meaningful in the conversation that they drive. There is a purpose to the conversation. And I think the Gen Z these days are looking forward to brands with a purpose.
Yeah.
They're very particular about how woke the brand is, what kind of conversations is the brand participating in, do these ideologies match with my ideology or not,
right?
Do they have an opinion on different things which are which are basically impacting the Gen Z today? So to be able to again, bring them into the conversation, it is important that you are driving some of your campaigns with that filter in mind. club has become very mindful of the fact that what are the spaces that they own, what are the conversations that they are owning, is it relevant to them as a brand or not, is it relevant to the TG that they are targeting towards, how are they bringing the TG into the conversation, how is it a two-way conversation. Those things are very important, and I think I would have loved to do some of those brilliant pieces of work that these two brands are doing and learn right. from these and inculcate those in the campaigns that I'm doing at Fever. That's always been the endeavor to have a two-way process with my audience.
Yeah. And today's audience is much more evolved, they exactly know what, and they for them, brand is not just a product and service. It's much more than just a product and service. It's their persona. They relate to the brand. I mean, whether this is, resonating well to me or not. And that's how they decide to go ahead with a brand. So I think the responsibility for any brands and businesses are much more higher, because the expectation from the consumer is much more higher than what it used to be, right?
Absolutely.
Can you share your viewpoints on, potential downsides of hyper-targeted marketing, and how do you strike a balance between personalization, we spoke about personalization, and respecting user privacy? So that is one more concern to the user side, and also it's a concern from the marketing side, that how to reach your user without disturbing their privacy.
I think it's a double-edged sword. Both the sides are as important. While it is important for the marketing fraternity to ensure that the budgets are efficiently utilized, and for that to happen, personalization is important. For that to happen, targeting is important. For that to happen, we need to ensure that we are dicing the data to an extent where I'm sending relevant communication to the relevant set of audience at the right time. While all this is happening, think of it from a consumer point of view. We all know that sometimes it becomes very creepy. You may be thinking about something, and suddenly, the next thing that you see on your mobile screens, I think mobile screens are the most potent device that one has. And that's the remote control that you have, that is there working for you, working for the marketer, and giving the pulse of the consumer, every second, every day. While it is important, like I told you, while it is important for us to ensure that information is captured, we need to be cognizant of the fact that how much can you intrude the privacy? How much, to what extent can you go?
Right.
Therefore, it is a fine line. Where do you want to, how much you want to pursue that customer, and where do you want to stop that, is something that we as a fraternity is also learning. It's a continuous process. It will take its own time. While we, while we want to retain a link with the consumer till the time we don't see a conversion happening, but there has to be a cutoff. You must ensure that after a considerable amount of time, and that time you have to define, you have to let that consumer go, right? You ensure that whenever you have your data protections, TNCs very well intact, you have your, you have full transparency on with your user, on how much data are you collecting, because you tell them and you ask them very, very candidly. There should not be any gray areas here. All right, because right now also there's been a lot of conversations around it. We leave a lot of it in the gray area, and the users or our audience are a victim to that, because they don't know where to click, how much to click, which is the, which is the tick box that they have done, and how much information are they passing on to at the back end to all the, to all the publishers or to all the brands or to the app. They don't know.
Yeah.
While the consumer is also evolving, we are also evolving. And I think the government is also evolving. I mean, we see every day there are policy changes which are happening. There are data protection laws which are, which the government is working on, which the, Ministry of Information and Broadcast is also working on. We need to ensure that from us as a fraternity, it is important that we are updated about the regulatory compliances by CCPA. There are ethical considerations. It's important that ethically you tell your consumer very, very clearly what are the data that you are collecting at every point in time, ensuring that there is algorithm transparency, ensuring that you have properly captured the data at your end, and you are not, there is enough security at your end. There is no breach of security, even if you are taking permission to collect the data. You are ensuring that the data is safe in your custody. It is not shared ahead. It is not leaked ahead. The breaches don't happen. You have enough controls, internal controls on them. So those are, the most important things that we have to take care of. But at the same time, like I told you, it is important for marketers to ensure that we have that granularity in the data, because it is important for us to now ensure that our campaigns are working more efficiently. We have more bang for the buck for every money that we are spending in the market. It's important that we are reaching out to the right set of audience. Mm-hmm. So, of course, there has to be a balancing act from both the side.
Right. Yeah. And it's a huge responsibility for marketing fraternity, the whole marketers, to take care of their privacy as well, to understand where to stop. So I think it's a huge responsibility.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Before we wind up, I want you to talk for our aspiring marketing professional. A lot of our viewers are from B schools. They are looking their career as a marketer. So what is your message for an aspiring marketing professional?
I think in today's day and age, it is very important that you are that you constantly have a learning curve, that you are constantly reading about the different things that are happening in the world of tech and in the field of tech transformation. You should always be ready, very open to accepting the fact that whatever digital transformation is happening, that is going to foster and further your knowledge base. Also, it is also there to help you in your endeavor, in sharpening your strategies, in sharpening your approach towards a problem, approach towards a business objective that you have. Therefore, never have place in your or moment in your life where you are saying that I know it all. Mm-hmm. We are always evolving. We are always reading. Read a lot. Keep on making sure that you are up to date with what is happening. That you are also giving a lot of time to yourself to re-energize yourself. Don't burn yourself out early in your life. It's a long way to go. It's a long it's a long journey, long road ahead. So be mindful of a lot of things that you are doing in your life. Be mindful of your choices that you are making early in your career. Make mistakes, it's okay, but don't get demotivated with mistakes or with a rough episode that might have happened with you. It's okay to take it, every episode, with a pinch of salt. Come out of it, with a victorious approach, come out of it with a learner's ability that, okay, this is what happened, and therefore this was what my what my learning was, and therefore this is what I need to do in my next endeavor. So of course, those are the golden rules that I would myself also follow. I tell my team members also, and to anyone who's starting their career in marketing world.
Superb. And that brings another end of the episode. Like, it's a thought-provoking episode, and we had an incredible time talking with you, a lot about marketing, a lot about leadership and life. And I'm glad that you agreed for this, Monalisha, and we had an incredible time. Thank you so much for being here, and it was amazing having you.
Well, same here, Evelina. I think I also equally enjoyed our conversation. I thoroughly enjoyed the repertoire of questionnaire you had brought to the table, and it helped me kind of focus and defocus on a lot of things, bunk a lot of myths, talk casually to you on a lot of subjects. So it was equally fun, equally insightful, and I enjoyed every bit of our conversation that I had.